Welcome to the John Leonetti Show. Please hold while we connect your call.
Hey, I'm on the phone with Jimmy Akin, senior apologist at Catholic Answers. We run the gamut on a lot of different subjects, but most interestingly, we talk about aliens. Like, subscribe, comment on this channel. Make sure to send this video out to all your friends who are fans of Catholic Answers as well. They want to hear from Jimmy. God bless. Jimmy, John.
Howdy.
How are you?
Howdy. Doing okay.
I've never talked to you on the phone before, I don't think. Only on air.
Uh-huh.
And we're kind of technically on air, so this is kind of fun. So talking to Jimmy Akin.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah, I like it. Talking to Jimmy Akin, Catholic Answers apologist. Is this how you would describe yourself right now? An apologist?
Yes, I'm an apologist. In fact, I'm the senior apologist for Catholic Answers.
And so what does that mean?
Well, it means I've been doing it longer than anybody else at Catholic Answers. In fact, I'm not only the senior apologist, I'm the senior employee. I've been working there for more than 30 years, and that's longer than anybody else.
Do you still get stumped on any questions that people call in and ask?
Oh, sure. You know, it's not hard to stump me. There are, you know, while I know a lot about various areas, there are some areas that I don't know as much about. If you ask me questions about sports, I will have almost no idea. And there are even areas within the Catholic world that I don't know as much about. For example, even though I know a lot about hagiology, which is the doctrine connected with the saints, I don't know as much about hagiography, which is the biographies of the saints.
Do you think I've actually heard people dismiss those before? I love biographies of the saints, but they say, oh, it's a hagiography. Don't worry about it. Don't listen to it. We want something else.
Yeah, I don't dismiss it. I just don't study it the way I study other things. There's only so much you can study.
What is what would you say is your forte? What is like you just this is what you know?
Well, there are several fields. My training is academically is in analytic philosophy, and then I've also acquired an extensive knowledge of biblical studies, canon law, apologetics, liturgy, and patristics.
What would you say is the most difficult question to answer?
The one that I don't know the answer to.
It's not like the problem of evil or something like that?
No, I mean, there are at least general answers to the problem of evil. That I may not be able to provide an answer to a specific evil of what is the reason God allows this one specifically. We know there is a reason, and the general answer, as the Catechism states, is that God would not allow an evil unless he was going to bring about an equal or greater good. And sometimes it's hard to see exactly what is the good for which he's allowing a particular evil. But in other cases, we have reasonable estimates, like God allows sin because he wants love to be freely chosen, and that means he needs to allow free will, and that means that people may misuse free will. So the good for which God tolerates sin is he wants to allow the good of freely chosen love.
Were you a cradle Catholic or were you a convert?
No, I'm a convert. I came into the Catholic Church 33 years ago this month.
What was it that did it? Why did you become Catholic?
It was an intellectual conversion. I, as a Protestant, had been surveying all the different beliefs within Christendom, because even after I determined I needed to be a Christian, I realized that what church is within convenient driving distance or has a pastor, a preacher I like, or who has a youth group I like, none of those are good tests for theological truth. And I was interested in what's theologically true. So I'd studied the beliefs of all different kinds of Christians. And the more I studied the Bible, the more I found it supporting Catholic belief.
Were you an apologist for the Protestant church, or kind of like a beginner apologist or interested in that? Or was it just like once you became Catholic, you really started diving in and here we are?
No, I was interested in apologetics before I became Catholic. I wasn't doing it professionally at the time, but I was definitely reading and studying apologetics.
Nice.
And so now here you are, 33 years later. What's the best thing about being Catholic for Jimmy Akin?
It's true, and I like being where the truth is.
Are you writing anything right now? You got any new books coming out?
Oh, I'm always writing stuff. I have a book on evidence for Jesus that's coming out. I have a general defense of the Christian faith and the Catholic understanding of the Christian faith in particular. And since I also do work as a parapsychologist, I'm working on a book to explain alleged cases of reincarnation in a way that doesn't actually involve reincarnation, but that is supported by the evidence.
What is this, like a manipulation of the brain or something?
There is a significant case to be made that apparent cases of reincarnation can be explained through psychic functioning.
Really?
Yep.
That's actually really interesting to me. I want to go back to the evidence for Jesus, though. Is this like arguable? Are there people that, I mean, is there a consensus of people that think, no, he'd ever existed?
Well, that's a particular school known as Jesus mythicism, and yeah, there are people who argue that, but they are a very small minority. Other claims regarding Jesus are like, well, he may have been a significant figure, but he didn't rise from the dead, or he didn't fulfill Jewish prophecy regarding the Messiah. So what I do in my Evidence for Jesus book is I look at the evolution of the idea of the Messiah in Jewish circles, and I present evidence for here's how we know Jesus existed, and here's how he fulfilled messianic prophecy, and here's how we know he was resurrected.
That's really interesting. And I think I've heard all of those. And I like the fact that you just kind of put it into one book. When we talk about, and I want to end with this, because I think it's just really powerful in some of the work that you're doing, but we talk about biblical kind of exegesis and really diving into the Word of God. If you were, because you know, Jimmy, you're a smart dude. And when I listen to you, I think, my goodness, how do I get on that level, right? But if you were to talk to me, a beginner, when it comes to reading sacred scripture, how do you do it? Would you say just cover to cover, get a study?
What I did was, well, getting a study and going through that is okay. But if you want a deep knowledge of scripture, what I suggest is read the whole thing. But I recommend that people start with the New Testament. What I did was I started with Matthew and I read through the New Testament, and then I went back to Genesis and I read through the Old Testament. And then beyond that, I periodically, you know, I reread stuff and I dig down and study things in more detail. But having a base exposure to all of scripture, I think, really stands you in good stead if you want to know scripture in a deep way. And in particular for Christians, getting the New Testament down first, because it's the most relevant for our faith, is a particularly good thing to do in the beginning.
Are you still recording your Mysterious World podcast?
Oh, absolutely. I have a new episode coming out every Friday.
Are there, I haven't listened to the one where you talk about aliens. Do you believe in aliens?
I'm not closed to the possibility that intelligent alien life exists. I don't have evidence for it, but I think it would be a mistake to reject it. If God made intelligent creatures here on Earth, and if he made intelligent creatures up in heaven, like the angels, then he could make intelligent creatures out in the celestial heavens too. They'd just be other children of God if they exist.
I love that podcast. I love the name of the podcast, actually. It's actually really, really fun, man. You're doing just great work. You're a true hero to a lot of people, man, and just the work that you do. And I love listening to you. Thanks, Jimmy, for taking the call. Can we pray for
you? Thank you so much.
How can we pray for you?
Please do. Just pray that God helps me out and everybody in similar situations. You know, we all need prayers.
Good. I'll pray a memorare for you when I get off the phone. Thanks, Jimmy. We'll do it again. God bless.
You too.
Bye-bye.